Have you ever found yourself just like drowning in information? Picture this. You're trying to find out what cool stuff is happening right in your own town, right?
Yeah.
But you end up wading through, I don't know, ancient Facebook groups, local newspaper sites that haven't been updated, maybe loads of random websites. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So how do we cut through all that noise? How do we actually stay connected with what's happening in our communities without, getting totally swamped? Welcome to the Deep Dive, where your shortcut to being well-informed. Each time, we grab a whole bunch of sources, could be articles, research, just our own notes, and we boil it all down to the really important bits for you, hopefully with a bit of fun and some surprising stuff mixed in. Now, before we get into today's topic, which I think is really interesting, just a quick word from our supporter. This deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer.de. SafeServer handles the hosting for software like the kind we're about to talk about, and they support you in your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so let's unpack this, our mission today.
We want to introduce you to a really exciting open source project. It's called LAUTI. It's basically Community Calendar Software. And we're going to break it down so it's super easy to get. Even if terms like open source or self-hosting are totally new to you, think of it as giving your local community a digital megaphone.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating about LAUTI is how it hits that information overload problem right on the head. But it does it from a completely grassroots, community-first angle. It's all about empowering local groups, letting them share their own events, their own stories, instead of, relying on these big, maybe commercial platforms that might not even have the community's best interests at heart. It flips the control back.
That's a really powerful idea to start with. So, okay, let's get straight to it. What exactly is LAUTI?
Right.
I see it described as an open-source community calendar for events, groups, and places.
Mm.
And I'm really struck by that phrase, non-commercial independent organizing platform. Why is that part so important, especially when you compare it to, say, using Facebook events or something similar?
Well, it's crucial because those commercial platforms, they often have other motives, right? Like data collection, advertising, algorithms deciding what you see based on their profit. LAUTI is built just to serve the community. That's its only goal. And the core idea, it's actually much deeper than just being a digital calendar. It's really a tool for communities, could be a whole city, a region, even just a specific interest group to, well, make noise and be LAUTI. The name, LAUTI. It comes from the German word Lautsprecher.
Oh, loudspeaker.
Exactly, loudspeaker. It's a term you hear a lot in activist circles, especially for things like demonstrations where they use loudspeakers to amplify speeches. So the name itself really hammers home the purpose, amplify the community's voice. It's about collective sharing, not making money.
I love that. That origin story really captures the spirit. A community megaphone. So what kinds of things actually end up on a LAUTI calendar? Is it super broad or is it better for certain types of events?
Oh, it's incredibly broad. That's the beauty of it. You can use it for pretty much anything a community might want to list. Political events, cultural stuff, demonstrations, workshops, local activism, or even just, regular meetups for special interest groups like a book club finding a place or a hiking group posting its next route. It's designed to be really flexible to fit whatever a community needs to share.
That flexibility sounds like a huge plus for local organizers. Now, with any platform, the big question is always content. Who actually gets to add events? How does, say, a local nonprofit or even just one person get their event onto LAUTI?
Yeah, and that's where the whole community collaboration piece really comes in. It's built for registered organizations or individuals. And to make it easy to bring people on board, admins can just generate invitation links. Simple as that. So it's not just information flowing down from one source. LAUTI actually supports different user roles. You've got admins, moderators, and contributors. This means it's genuinely built for teamwork. It allows communities to kind of organize themselves and let members add events, groups, places. It really helps build those direct connections and share information collectively within an area, without a single gatekeeper.
That collaborative structure is key, isn't it? Sounds like it's meant to be owned by the community using it. So once the events are in there, what can people actually do with it? What are the key features that make it useful day to day?
Well, the basics are clear. Public lists, you can see events, you can see groups, you can see places. But when you look closer, the event details are actually pretty sophisticated. Events can be short, just a few hours, or they can span multiple days. They can repeat daily, weekly, whatever period you need. You can even have sub-events under a main event. And what's really neat is how everything connects. Events link to the organizing group and they link to a physical place, each with its own profile. So you don't just see what's on, you see who's behind it and where it is, all tied together. It gives you a much richer picture.
Okay, so the info's in there, it's detailed. But how does LAUTI stop that information from just being stuck inside its own little bubble? I read something about open standard feeds, IKEA, UPOL, RSS. What's the power in using those? How does that help get the word out?
That's a great question. How do you make this info widely available without just creating another silo, right?
Well, the use of open standards like ICAL and RSS is honestly massive. ICAL, for instance, that's the format pretty much any calendar app understands, Google Calendar, Apple Calendar, Outlook, you name it. And RSS is just a simple way for websites to push out updates that people can subscribe to. So with LAUTI, users can choose different scopes for their feeds, meaning you could subscribe to, say, just events from one specific group, or maybe events happening in a certain part of town, or the whole calendar, and pull that feed right into your personal calendar or your newsreader app.
Ah, so it integrates directly into tools people already use. Exactly. It makes the information super accessible and portable. And beyond those feeds, LAUPI also offers an open REST API. Think of an API as like a set of instructions that lets different software programs talk to each other. This means developers can build new things using LAUTI data, they could integrate it into other websites, build specialized apps. Plus, they're actually working on a WordPress plugin, and they plan to have an embeddable JavaScript module, which basically means website owners could easily show LAUTI events right on their own site without needing to be coding wizards.
That's brilliant for getting the information out there. Now, thinking about communities wanting to adopt this, how customizable is it? Can a town or a group really make it look and feel like their own, or is it more of a standard look?
Oh, it's designed to be fully customizable in its look and feel, using themes, which is, you know, absolutely vital if a local community wants to keep its own identity, its own branding. Admins can build their own front ends, basically the public-facing part people see. They use pretty standard web tech for this. Go templates, which are like page blueprints marked down for writing content easily, and then CSS and JavaScript for all the styling and interactivity. So they get really fine-grained control over how it looks and works. And what's really clever is these themes, you can deploy them directly, or you can even tweak them right inside the admin dashboard. So each community can really tailor it to fit their specific vibe or needs. And language is important too, right? It already supports multiple languages. English and German are there right now when you set up an instance. And the really good news is that user selectable languages are planned for the next big release. That'll make it way more accessible globally. Plus, communities can actually help translate it into more languages themselves using Codeberg's Weblate tool. It's an online platform that makes group translation projects much easier.
Okay, this is where things get really interesting for me. LAUTI is free and open source software, FOSS. It's under the AGPL license version 3.0. For someone maybe hearing these terms for the first time, what does being FOS actually mean in practice? Why is that such a big deal for a community tool like this?
Right. FOSS basically means transparency and freedom. Think of it like a public recipe. You can see every ingredient. You know exactly how it's made. You're free to use the recipe, bake the cake, tweak the recipe, share your improved version. You're not locked into one baker shop. With FOSS, the source code, the underlying instructions, is open for anyone to look at, use, change, and share. This builds trust because there are no hidden bits doing weird things. It's kind of owned by everyone through collaboration, which really flips the script on traditional software where one company holds all the cards. For a community, this means they have the ultimate control. They're not dependent on a company that could suddenly change the rules, hike up prices, or just disappear. And that philosophy connects directly to privacy, which is, let's face it, a huge concern nowadays. LAUTI is described as lightweight and GDPR compliant. What that means in practice is, first, it's built efficiently. It doesn't rely on lots of external bits and pieces, which helps keep data traffic down. But the really key part for users is this. No data from visitors is collected, and only the necessary minimum from registered users. That is a massive deal. It means you, as a user or an organizer, don't have to worry about your community's data being hoovered up, sold off, used for targeted ads, whatever. This strict approach makes sure it complies with the EU's GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, which is pretty much the global gold standard for privacy. It just gives communities peace of mind about their members' digital footprint.
Wow, that privacy focus is incredibly compelling. It means communities can actually trust the tool they're using respects their users right from the start. Instead of always wondering what's happening behind the scenes with their data, it feels like a really direct answer to problems we see with the big platforms. Okay, so if people listening are getting excited now, thinking, hey, my community could use this, how do they actually get started? What are the options for deploying it, getting it running, especially if maybe you're not a super techie person?
Yeah, good question. They've thought about this, offering several self-hosting options for different skill levels. For beginners, the recommendation is deploy easy and fast with Coop Cloud. Coop Cloud is basically a set of tools designed to make deploying open source stuff simpler. LAUTI has a ready-made recipe for it, so you don't need deep server knowledge. It sort of prepackages things for you. If you're comfortable with containers, you can deploy with Docker. They provide a ready-to-go Docker image. Docker, you know, packages software neatly, making it run consistently anywhere. For people using the NixOS operating system, LAUTI is already packaged for it, making installation easy there. And then for the more technically adventurous, you can always build from source by grabbing the code directly from their Git repository on Codeberg. That's a free open source collaboration platform.
That's quite a range of options, which is great. Covers different needs. So what does this look like out in the wild? Are there real-world examples we can point to where LAUTI is already being used to, you know, amplify those the local voices?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just theoretical. The project maintainers run their own instance at eintopsef.info that serves the Stuttgart area in Germany, though it's currently German only. They're also talking with folks in four other cities who are gearing up to launch their own LAUTI instances soon. And another great live example is Karlsruhe in Karlsruhe, also in Germany. They're using it actively to help their local community organize and share events. So you can really picture it. Your city, maybe a university, a network of neighborhood groups, all using LAUTI as that one reliable hub for what's going on.
Sounds like it's really gaining traction and active development too. I saw the version 1.0 release was pretty recent, May 1st, 2025. That's after almost 4 years of work, right? So what's coming up next? What's on the roadmap for LAUTI?
Yes, exactly. V1.0 was a big milestone after a lot of work. And yeah, development is very active and the roadmap looks really exciting. Next up, they're planning CMS improvements, basically making it even easier to manage content and customize themes. They're also building an event publisher module. The idea is this could automatically push event details out to other platforms, maybe Mastodon or Telegram, helping events reach an even wider audience automatically. Looking a bit further out, they want to enhance the community features even more and significantly add ActivityPub support. ActivityPub is the protocol that powers the Fediverse, the network of decentralized social platforms like Mastodon, PeerTube, etc. Integrating ActivityPub would mean LAUTI could talk to these other platforms. Events could flow seamlessly across this open, interconnected web instead of being locked into one place. That really connects LAUTI to these bigger movements towards a more decentralized internet. And look, if you're listening and feeling inspired, there are loads of ways to help out. You can give feedback, maybe suggest design ideas, or if you code, you can check out the issues list on Codeberg and contribute directly. If you need help setting up your own instance, there are tutorials available, or you can just reach out to the maintainers via their website. It really is a collaborative project.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, for your community? We've seen LAUTI isn't just another calendar app, not at all. It's a really powerful open source tool built specifically to give communities real control over their own information. And it does this while being serious about respecting privacy and encouraging people to work together. It's kind of a pertinent reminder, isn't it, that sometimes the most valuable tools, especially in our digital age, come straight from the community itself, built by the community, for the community, not just for profit.
Yeah, and it leaves you with a pretty provocative thought, I think. In this world that's so dominated by huge centralized platforms, by these overwhelming streams of information, what could it actually mean for your city, your neighborhood group, your specific community of interest to take back the reins of its own local information, right, to amplify its own unique stories, and to really genuinely make noise and be LAUTI?
If you want to learn more about this fantastic project, maybe read the documentation or find out how you can get involved, definitely head over to lauti.org, LAUTI.org. You'll find all the details there, contact info, and ways you can contribute to this great open source effort. And once again, a massive thank you to safeserver.de for supporting this deep dive. They provide the essential hosting and support for digital transformation, helping projects just like LAUTI thrive. Find out more at www.safeserver.de. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive.